Well, I'd like to say something, if y'all give me time, please.
I'm a serving choir. Will you please, Wick was on call.
No, I want to say just, of course, I'm going to have to leave.
Announcement of the program.
Okay. Y'all don't mind me saying what I got to say before I go, please. I got to say it because I don't mind. Really, y'all, I'm going to have to start back at church. I've been a man that no right from wrong. But I can't run too much. I got to go back to church. But you see, when you break away from church, you have to break back into church.
Man.
Sometimes people, they will laugh at you. Don't want you to come back to church like you're the only person that done wrong.
Man.
There are a lot of people who would come back to church. A lot of people, they mind that they done nothing wrong, but it seems sometimes the church has done got this way. They don't want, I see so. That's what church made about. The people that doing wrong. The kingdom and ruin. But they got where church is now. They see so doing wrong. I don't want that in that church. I see him and him that way. That's not the way to treat people. like me, there's a lot of church since I've been in Florida. I see him up yonder on the other side of the road, you don't want that. That's not the way to do a person if he wants to go to church. There's not a lot more people out there with my friends. They want to go to church, but they don't want people shooing them back or let them come in so they can learn how to be like that Vigor or like other people. That's all I have to say to a church of people. Because I don't mean, I've been a church person, but I was misled. It wasn't so much a misled. It was not that I didn't know better, but I didn't want to be got down by people. But I learned one thing about God. I never took my hand out of God's mouth. Don't get that wrong. I said I wouldn't let nobody get me down, but you know what you gotta do? Let's stick with God. And where it is, you gotta come back to church. And if you got a whole lot of people in church who are trying to push you back because you done nothing wrong, that's not right. If a child can't read, how you gonna learn him if you don't let him come to school? And what you gotta do is let people come in church. So they can learn. And then if you don't learn, well, you got to die for them. Just give it to them. And it won't go on you, because I always have belief in that. And that's the way I pray. We have our own churches back home. We do not know if a wine drinker come down the street and pick him up and carry the church. He don't want to do nobody about a lot. But one thing, don't care on your book. I've been helped through God all the way I went and moved. My mother and father died and left seven besides me. But I'm finna help and I'm finna go. And I'm gonna give some money to help the church. But I gotta go. I'm gonna speak my piece about that. And I'm gonna give y'all $5. But let people come into church and speak the peace. Let them come in and have a say-so about the lot. If you do people like that, you can't have all rich people, because rich people ain't going to give you anything. You better believe that. And if you're thinking rich people going to come by here, they think they know more than you do. The fact that they do, they do. They got more money than you got. So I've got a little job to do, and I will God be with all of us, and y'all don't have a hard feeling against me. I'm finna put $5 to keep church going on, because I really is old man. And I got there by being praying. Don't think I got there because people see me drinking. It didn't work that way. I plowed a mule and I raised seven brothers and sisters.
Hey, yes, wait a minute.
Let me see where I got to go. Yes, ma'am. And I'm thinking, just a few minutes. Thank you, Lord, so we have to church. And please,
everyone stand. Let's have a
song. No, I got to go, man. I ain't got to spend
a lot of time. We don't know where we are going. We don't know what's going to
happen. Go ahead, son.
So let us pray for the young man. He's asking for help.
Yes, sir.
If you open your heart, if you've been born again, you hear what the man is saying. He's asking for help. Let God have his way. Let us bow our heads in a moment of silent prayer for this young man. And God will have mercy upon him.
Let more people come to church. I didn't bring more blood. But I want my membership close.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. 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 Come to the fold, Jesus. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. These are the things that we're going to have to give an account of.
Yes.
So, you know, this is what we're going to have to praise God, Jesus. Do y'all know that? Yes. We all rejoice among ourselves, shout among ourselves, yes. But we turn him away. Sure. But he said, woe be unto the one. Turn him away.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Let us open our eyes. It's falling all before us now.
Yes.
if we ever was going to be Christians and live for Jesus, we got to let all our light shine.
Right now.
Because the world is looking on you.
Yeah.
You lay aside every little way of sin.
Yeah.
That's so easy to say.
Yeah.
So now we got to run the race.
Oh, yeah.
We got to live a life.
Yeah.
So the world can see.
Yeah.
And let them want to follow out. The man is asking for help. And so many of them, they are begging for help.
Yeah.
But we say we are Christians. We don't want them in the church.
All right.
We don't want them to have no faith. But let it come out of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
When they come out, then maybe that'll be a new man.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're holding that in them. They feel like we don't want them. We don't follow them. So let us open up. In the name of Jesus. History. I was so carried away right now. I'm looking. See, I have children. We have children. We'll demonstrate to them. We say we're walking in our life. And sometimes we make mistakes now. Even now. But we have to go to God and ask Him to forgive us. None of us are perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, this is just in my heart, just overwhelmed over a young man coming in and asking for help. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
You're doing something. We are shining, allow the light to shine.
Yeah.
So, now we'll have a history by Sister Audrey Vickers.
Florida, January 25th, 1985, Newmont Auto Baptist Church history. As we gather here this afternoon, we ask your presence. For you said, where one or two are gathered together in my name, there will I be also. We have come together to sing your praises, each in his own way, but with the same purpose. The glorification of thy name and the rededication of our lives to thy service. Grant us the strength to endure life's tribulations, and the knowledge that you are always with us. Choir number one was organized in 1969 under the leadership of the late Reverend W.L. Davis. At that time, the choir consisted of 18 members. Sister Minnie McCall served as president 10 years. Some of the members went in other directions. Some has been called to the great beyond. We few faithful members are still striving to keep our choir going. We ask your prayers that we may grow strong and keep singing God's praise. The choir now consists of 8 members. Deacon Herb McCall, director. Sister Minnie McCall. Sister Rose M. Sloan. Sister Bernice Johnson. Sister Louise Douglas. Sister Juanita Johnson, secretary. Sister Ella Mae Jones, president.
Sister Audrey Vickers and Reverend J.L. Ward Pastor. Thanks, Sister Vickers, for that history of this great choir. Now we have a selection by the serving choir. We're going to back up a little bit. Selection by the serving choir. After which we have an invitation in front of by Reverend J.L. Ward.
verse. The prayer of intercession is given to each and every one. Before I say anything, before I say anything, I want to let everybody know that this is my honor. And the key is on the outside of the door. He's open the door. If you will come, you shall come.
Mm-hmm.
You won't come, you shall come. Mm-hmm. One thing I want to let everybody know that you came by anyway.
Amen.
I don't care where you come from, money don't buy grace.
Amen.
Grace is given free. Whosoever will come, you shall come.
Mm-hmm.
Won't come, you shall come. That's
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
What? Hey.
Thank you.
singing for the choir. Thank you. truth lesson from Third Mark Table, Yellow.
I need him with me every hour in the day. I need him every minute and hour. I need him every second in the day. I just can't go wrong with that. Thank you.
my favor from them things, those beautiful selections I need, Lord.
Yes.
You can't make it without him, and surely every time we look around, there's somebody on. Thank the Lord that we are still here tonight. Now we are here from North City, St. Augustine. Amen.
Thank you.
when all of God's churches get together and whatever, we are just spending it there, but we know we're just having a good time. Those 2 months coming from there. Next we have a new selection from First Baptist Church on the song.
Thank you. be all right.